You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast and your favorite team in the Bay Area. It's feeling better. It's feeling nice. I showed it at the guy yesterday. That's all you get. We are benevolent.
You're forgotten.
we are benevolent overlords. No, that one feels good. I like it. I think this might be the winner. I don't know. I don't know what the royalties are. Hopefully this person doesn't like a trademark in or something like that. But hopefully this person gave us a review. 5 stars. Of course. That would be nice. That would be your payment. That would be our payment to you, is you giving us a review.
And then if we ever have a meetup, you can buy us a beer too. Just really.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the privilege.
I would like a crisp East Coast IPA. Please and thank you. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is JD, the Nordic skiing to my Alpine skiing.
Sure.
Why do they call cross country Nordic?
I have no
idea.
Why can't
it just be cross country? Then why is downhill Alpine?
Dude, you're asking the wrong person, man. I didn't see a mountain for the first time until I was like 16. So
really?
Yeah.
It blew my mind. I guess because you're like from like South Carolina and Florida and stuff.
Yeah. It's all flat.
No mountains down there. You didn't get up to the Appalachians?
No.
Smoky Mountains in Tennessee?
No. I don't think I was any more than 2 hours inland at any given time in my life until I was 16. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like part merman.
Yes.
Are you a good swimmer?
No, not really, actually.
Wasn't your dad in the Coast Guard?
He was. And my wife's a really good swimmer too. So, but yeah.
Failure, a disappointment to your
family. That's why I moved. I did, but my parents left. They abandoned me in California.
So wait, living in Fresno is the most inland you've ever been for the longest period of time?
Like living wise, yeah. So yeah.
Do you feel lost? Is this like a Hancock situation where like your powers are weakened by not being close to the ocean?
Not being close to the sea. The sea beckons me. But I do love the mountains though. I do enjoy living close to the mountains. And so
yeah, I agree. I concur. What we're gonna do today, because the Sharks don't play until tomorrow, and we don't have a crystal ball, other than saying that William Ekman was gonna be on the team.
And he's going to be amazing.
Other than that one thing. Yep. So we don't know what's going on tomorrow. And because we have lives, JD has multiple smaller JDs running around.
Sex trophies.
We're recording this on a Wednesday. So we're going to do so. What'd you say?
Sex trophies.
Yeah. JD has put out at least twice in his lifetime. Confirmed. Oh, do you think Steph listens to the podcast?
No, she does not. 100%.
Oh, good. Yes. Good.
She says it's weird to listen to me talk like that. So,
And then when you don't do chores around the house, you can just say, "Oh, I think it's weird to listen to you talk." I do not have a wife. Okay, so what we're gonna do today? It's Friday. We don't know what the haps are with San Jose tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday, obviously, to recap the final preseason game. I'm sure there'll be more cuts. We're gonna get closer to the final roster. Next week, we will do that on Monday. We have an interview lined up for Tuesday. We have a mailbag coming. We're going to preview the game coming up. Lots of stuff. But for today, yeah, it's not the going I care about. It's the coming. Anyway, lots of references today.
Yeah, it's Friday episode.
Yeah.
Our Friday episodes tend to be a little off the rails.
Most of our episodes are off the rails.
True.
Technically.
All the episodes are off the rails.
There's a rails joke in there that I'll just keep to myself. Hopefully corporate's not listening. Hopefully they are listening. This is what makes a good show, guys. Listen up. Give me some tips for the newsletter. Obviously, we're sponsored by betonline.ag. I'm going to do an ad read for it later. Don't worry. Yep. I'll hear them again. But they have some over-unders on some different things. So what we did is we're not just going to go in there and look at them and be like, oh, yeah, let's check it out. We're gonna use those as a jumping off point to talk about some futures for the Sharks. This is not a gambling episode. We are not going to talk to you about gambling. We don't care where you spend your money
except for on stuff that helps us. So
Yeah, unless you want to give it to us. Unless you want to give it to us, which is fine. Which is fine. I'm in the market for a new Sharks jersey. Anybody's
that Eklund jersey.
Feeling naughty. Yeah. I need a Carlson first. So, JD, we there's only four up there. Five, can't count. And then we have some other bold predictions / over unders that we're going to talk about, and it'll help prime us for the season. I hope this doesn't break our streak of epic download days, but if it does, c'est la vie. So, JD, what's the first one?
Let's start with Shark newcomer Aiden Hill. BetOnline has set his over under at save percentage at 914.
Which can I point out that Aiden is spelled really weird?
Yeah, I've my brain still hasn't kind of
wrapped on the same page. Also, speaking of goalie, shout out to Aaron Dell, waived today by Buffalo.
Yeah, or 2 days when you heard this. Anyway,
whatever, the people understand.
Who cares? Yes, 914 save percentage, which would be 16, almost 20 points higher than what Martin Jones posted last year. So
sick.
Yes,
and it would still be like a point or two below league average.
It's like right around league average. Yeah. So,
yeah,
how beautiful would that be? Just have a league average goalie.
What are you thinking? So he's obviously not going to play a shitload of games.
Yeah.
Reimer being there means that they have two competent goalies. And if Hill gets mired in a little bit of a bad stretch, I don't foresee them trying to ride it out. And I can see them throwing Reimer in there for 5 or 6 games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't even actually know if Hill is the starter. We're assuming so because he's younger and he's getting a shot.
And well, he's supposed to start Monday's game, but he got hurt in practice.
Yeah.
And I think it looked like he was back at practice.
Well, they said he's in line. Bob said he's in line to start Saturday's game.
Yeah. So
assuming he's going to be the starter and he's going to get a chunk of the games, but he's probably not going to play more than 55.
Yeah. I was going to
be surprised if he played like 50, probably, right?
And 50 is right around the number I'm thinking. Yeah. So,
better chance if he's decent to have a good save percentage.
Yes. If you're decent, your save percentage will be good. Yes, thank you, Kyle.
Imagine that. The more you know, buddy.
914. I should have done my research and saw what his career. That would be a good thing to look at. So,
research foresight on the podcast. We just turn the mics on and let her rip, buddy.
That's yeah.
Much like our memes on Twitter. Or shit posting, we just let them rip as they happen. I have a good one.
So
I have career, one that I got to remember to send to you.
Yeah, a career average is 909. Last year, he posted a 913 save percentage in 19 games. Year before that, 918 save percentage in 13 games. Sorry.
Yeah, the big thing here is that he's only played 49 career games over 4 seasons. So we're not working with a lot. But I think he's going to be all right. And I think the team in front of him is going to be a lot better at keeping pucks away from him.
Yeah,
And not having the barrage, I think I'll go over. I'll go a semi-chub over.
Yeah, I could see like a 915, 916, which would be, I think we would throw a parade compared to the last 3 seasons if he was in that range. So
I come over a lot of things in this podcast. I don't know if I would blow a load over that, but I would definitely be close.
We can just watch some Martin Jones Flyers highlights and then watch some Aiden Hill highlights and
I'll be there. That'll push me over the edge.
That'll change your tune. So yeah, I think over on that one. I lean over. So,
but before we get to the next prop over under with the Sharks, I got to tell the Sharks fans about an incredible app for everyone who buys gas. You boat owners, you car owners, you truck owners, you SUV owners, you crossover owners, you quad owners, you gas lawnmower owners. I don't know what else has gas. It's food for cars. You got to know about the Get Upside app. Our listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store if you're cool, or the Google Play if you have one of those Google phones. Use the promo code HOCKEY, HOCKEY, and get a bonus of 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code HOCKEY to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot or mow their lawn a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash gets added right back to your account or your PayPal, or it's an e-gift card for Amazon or other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use the promo code HOCKEY to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code HOCKEY, GetUpside.
All right, so the next one is Tomas Hertl.
Over under, will he be traded?
we'll do these together. So 25.5 goals. So over under.
Gotta be way under, right?
So last year he scored 19 goals in 50 games. Year before that, he scored 16 goals in 48 games when he got hurt. 35 goals in 77 games, and then 22 goals in 79 games coming off an injury. So
I'm gonna go under, because like he had that, he's only been over it once.
Yeah.
In 8 years. The smart money's on under, right? Which I don't think he means he's necessarily gonna be bad, but like if he scores 20 goals and has 30 assists, that's a 50-point season. Ah, he was almost a PPG player last year.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go.
I guess if the Sharks are trying to make the playoffs and have their little reset.
Yeah.
He's gotta go over, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go over because of contract here. He wants to make that guap.
Oh, yeah. Did you say guap?
Yep.
We are white.
The whitest of whites. Contract here, you're going to be playing with, you're not going to be, you know, playing with your Balsers and your Barabanovs as much.
Well, he's going to be playing with one of them.
Well, one of them, but you're going to have William Eklund on one side, you know, opening things up. I think an improved goalie and defense means you're not going to be just down 3-0 constantly and just getting hemmed in your own defensive zone. So yeah, I'm going to take the over. Here's one that I made up: over under 1.5 NHL teams this season.
God, I want to say over. Why would you re-sign with this team if you were Tomas Hertl?
William Eklund's a nice dude.
I guess. I don't know. That one's tricky. I'll say over for the lols. But yeah. I mean, like, if you look at it from a team perspective, like, why would he stay? There's a lot of aging pieces. He could go to another team. We don't know what the contract is. I don't know. It just seems like we're trending towards an ugly breakup where we listen to Taylor Swift for 17 days straight. And then you think you're good and you go outside and you're like doing groceries and you're like, oh, we used to buy sweet and sour sauce together, and you break down in the grocery store and then leave.
That you're flipping through channels and you just see him wearing an Avalanche jersey, just making a smiling sick play.
He looks happy without you.
Yeah, I just... tears, but then you just grab your William Eklund jersey and that'll keep you warm. So, but I think, especially when there was news on Wednesday of like, well, he didn't really get like a real contract offer. There wasn't really numbers kind of there. I don't think he's going to be here for the long haul. And I know the Sharks are trying to make the playoffs and such, but there's just the path for him to be back is very narrow. You know, there's a lot more things that have to go right then go wrong for him to be back. So I'm going to take the over on that as well. So, and I will be very sad.
Don't get it twisted. I will be sad.
Yes. We love Hertl. This is a very pro Hertl podcast, but
I've got a feelings playlist on Spotify. It's like 110 songs deep. Nice. It's good. I will share it with people if they need to.
Yes.
I hope you like The National and Taylor Swift.
I'm gonna go full emo, like Taking Back Sunday, The Used. Ooh. That's my
anti-flag, huh?
Yeah, Anyway, all right. This one I think is an easy over. Couture, 20.5 goals.
You think it's an easy over, but was Logan Couture healthy?
I think he's healthy. Last year,
are you his doctor?
Yes, Dr. Young.
Oh, good to know. I didn't know.
Yes. Last year on 53 games.
Oh, this is an easy over. Yeah.
17 goals in 53 games. Year before that, 52 games, 16 goals. Year before that, 27 goals, 81 games, 34 goals in 78 games, 25 goals. And so, yeah, this is it. You smashed that over on that one.
So if you take out his rookie season, we played 25 games. Mm-hmm. Weird that he only played 25 games. Played 10 minutes a game. He has 11 seasons. Out of those 11 seasons, he has not hit 20 goals three times. One of them was in 15-16 when he played 52 games because he hurt his ankle or something like that. I forget. Yep. He had 15 goals. He was close. Then in 2019-20, when the pandemic ended the season, he was at 16 goals in 52 games. And last year, he had 17 goals in 53 games. This is an easy over. You got it.
Smash that over just, on that one.
Next.
Yeah. Especially, too, with... I don't think he's going to have to play as many hard defensive minutes.
Give him Dahlin and Meyer.
Dahlin, Meyer. And then potentially or Peterson or whoever. Like, I just think also having...
Ew, JD, get that evil
he's
out of this
first
world.
Line right now.
I know. Don't you dare put that evil into this world. I will take you back to the South and get you excised.
You've been the one pumping up Peterson. So
no! Yeah. No!
I think
he's
just
a perfectly cromulent bottom six human being. He's not on the first line. Do we have to go do an exorcism in like Georgia? Down there, I can say y'all. I can fit in. I can order a Coke, and then when they ask me what kind, I'll say Dr. Pepper because that makes no sense.
And then you have to put some peanuts in your Coke anyway.
Is that good? Have you done that?
It's is it good? You get the salty sweet. It's good.
Interesting. I'll have to try that. Just kidding, but, I won't. I'm not a food war crime person.
But Couture, 20 and a half goals. That's an easy over. Unless he gets hurt, I think that's an easy over. So all right. Here's a good actually speaking about this one's one of ours. Dahlin, 19 and a half goals over under.
See, I had a Dahlin, I had 35 and a half points.
Okay, we can talk. We'll combine them. Yeah. So
55 points? Wow, Bulls.
No. Is this your Timo Meyer?
19 and a half goals for Dahlin?
Yeah. Yep.
He's going to be a 20 goal scorer in his rookie season. Maybe he'll win the Calder.
Is he an outside? Yeah.
Oh, that's where we should have been. The smart money was on Dahlin. Screwed up. I'm going to say under a 19 and a half goals. I think it's hard to score 20 goals in the NHL. If he gets a 15, I think that would be great. And then throw in 20 assists. 35 points. I think he has an outside shot of being like a 40-point player. Say under goals.
20, like a 20 for 20, though. If he's a 40-point player. Yeah.
Who is he?
If he's playing power play time, if he's, you know.
There's a path that he does this, but I think he'll go under on the goals. But I think there may be a soft over on the 35 and a half points.
Makes sense.
I think he's right in that range. He's skilled enough to be in that sniffing 20 goals, sniffing 40 points range. That as a rookie, that's where I think with all of his offensive talents, I think in a couple of years, if he fits in well, like we have a 65 point player on your hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's that in him, and I just don't know how quickly he will transition into
doing being that guy. Yeah.
Being that guy. But if you want to bet on these, you can go over to our friends betonline.ag because they're back and they're better than ever, especially with football season back on the track. Back on the track, back on the field. BetOnline is your number one spot for all football, hockey, other sports options. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props like we're discussing today, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football and hockey and other sports. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, your favorite Vegas casino games, hockey, baseball, if you want to bet on the playoffs, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts.
Guys, you know by now, Built Bar. It's the credit. That's the key to our success, is being able to eat those delicious bars. And if you haven't tried them, now's the perfect time. They have so many amazing flavors like coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream. My personal favorite, Cherry Barcia. The chunks of cherry, let's go. If you haven't tried any of the flavors, you can actually get a mix box where they'll send you two of each of the nine flavors. That way you can kind of have your charcuterie board of Built Bar choices. And they're also healthy too. Each bar has between 17 to 18 grams of protein, 130 to 180 calories, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. And Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the US track and field team. Isn't that neat? Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Again, use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, our next one. This is a good one. Burns, 44.5 points.
First blush, first go, you think that's kind of low.
Yes. It feels easy money, but yeah, like
he only had, the problem is he only had 29 points in 56 games last year, but going backwards, he had 45, 83, 67, 76, 75, 60. So you got to think, ooh, that 45 in 70 games though. That's, it's father time here. Is he knocking on the door?
That's the question, right?
What's 29 and 56? Extrapolated out. Hold on
here. Yeah, while you're thinking. So I'll talk about why the potential over, right? So you're gonna have a better goaltending, kind of like we talked about with Couture. There's better talent in the forwards than there has been the past couple of years. And Burns is still gonna be quarterbacking the power play. If you think the power play can go from the 26th power play to like the 15th. He's going to be racking up points there. So, yeah.
Last year, he was only on pace for a 42, 43 point season if you extrapolated out to 82 games.
Yeah.
I think we might be hitting the skids here for old Brenty. See, the Sharks need him to be good, but I don't necessarily think 40 points would be bad.
Yeah.
Especially if Carlson brings up his point totals. I'm going to say under. I think we're starting to see he's going to be 30. How old are you? Wait, what's he's the AARP 36. Card seed?
Yeah, he'll be 37 in March. So,
no, he's 35 now. Oh, he's
36. No, he's 36. Now. Yes. I think I know my age. So,
do you? I don't know. I don't know what happens when you get old. Dementia? Yeah. Maybe forget
a little bit. But and especially with him and Ferraro have been playing more defensive role because they don't really have that defensive shutdown pair. He's been having to play those tougher minutes, but I'm still going to take the slight over. So
good under. It's time.
You're going to hammer the over.
Is it Erik Karlsson? I would love to hammer it.
Erik Karlsson, 35.5 points.
Over?
Yeah.
What are we that doing feels- here? Is this a joke? Is this a joke to you, Bet Online?
Yeah, that feels really low.
He had 22 points in 52 games last year. Wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
40 people points. Forget he had 45 points in 53 games in his first season. And he had 40 points in 56 games last year.
On that terrible,
or 2 years terrible, ago, that 1920 season.
Yeah. That feels like an easy over.
Yeah, especially if he's healthy and ready to go. Like 50-point Erik Karlsson could be back, baby.
Yeah. Sling it to Darlene and Eklund.
And Eklund, there's three Swedes now.
There's so many Swedes.
Good ones, not just RIP Marcus Sorensen. We're not trying to slag on you, buddy, but you weren't you weren't cutting the mustard there at the end. So can you imagine a 3-on-3 overtime? Eklund, Darlene, Erik Karlsson. Oh god.
That'd be
amazing. I would learn Swedish for that overtime. Just yelling Sverige, however you say it in Swedish. We don't really have any Swedish listeners that talk to us. We got Finnish on lock. Thank you to Timo. Also, classic Finnish name right there. Just easy.
Yeah.
Don't have to think too hard. It's not crazy. We need a Swedish listener to tell us what the hell's going on.
All right. Here's a person. Yeah, I take the over on Karlsson. So
personal over under, will you have more children? Under.
That one's easy under. Hammer the under on that one. Over under, 2.5 rookies are on the team opening night.
Okay. We're assuming Eklund.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lord Jasper is going to be there, and I think Santari Hataka is going to be there. So I'm going. Oh,
and Darlene. So he actually.
Oh, and Darlene. That's four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going easy over. Easy I room to spare. Room to spare. Should have done 3.5.
I should have done 3.5. Yeah.
That's okay. Here we go. I got a good one for you.
Okay.
We're running out of time. Dylan Gambrell, a.k.a. The Gambler, a.k.a. Gambler. His neon claws. Over, under, 1.5 games played this year.
Over.
Okay, hold on. Let me revise this. Over, under, 10.5 games played this year.
I'll take the under on that one.
It's going to be hard to get in games if Lord Jasper
holding
it down.
Yeah. But, I mean, somebody will get, Bonino gets nicked up or something like that. Yeah. It happened. I mean, Hurdle misses some games. Couture misses some games.
And you want to replace him with Dylan Gambrell?
But everyone's got to move up. So
you got Patterson's on the roster. He's a center. It's like the old Patrick Marleau game where Patrick Marleau played wing and then like, oh no, we need a center here.
Is that Patrick Marleau's music?
Remember when Joe Pavelski played center?
Yes.
And then they're like, just kidding, we're gonna move into the wing.
Over under
10.5 games.
I'll take the under, but it'll be close.
I'm going under too. I think he gets waived, to be really honest with you. Mm.
Someone pick him up though. That's it. But
yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Who cares? I'm done. I'm bounced.
Yeah.
We wish you the best, Dylan. Dial-in. Oh, I can't use the dial-in anymore. I'll need another Dylan to get in here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here, we got another one. But we got to wrap up soon here. Lord Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
Over, under, 41.5 games played.
Over.
Over.
Yeah. We've put too much in the Lord Jasper brand at the first. I think he comes in, he solidifies that because I know he's an older rookie, but like.
He's not that old.
Get
that talk out of here.
Yeah. But I mean.
Old people have rights, JD. You should know that more than anybody.
Yes. I think he comes in. I think he solidifies that. I mean, Shelman played, 40 games for God's sake a couple years ago.
Shelman played 40 games?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Were we just drunk the whole time? What were we doing? Were we doing a long podcast season? Played 31 games played in 1920. My Lord, he had 7 points.
Yeah. I think
he played 11.5 minutes a night. Oh.
But like Jasper, because he's on the power play, like he's an integral part of this team. So I'm going to say the over. I think he, as we talked about the other day, where he just becomes the fan favorite fourth line C for the next decade. And everyone loves him.
I have one last one.
Okay.
Over under 15.5 power play rank for San Jose. They're famously 29th last year. I guess 16.5 would be halfway.
Yes.
Sorry. Are they in the top half or are they in the bottom half?
I'm going to say the top half because I think.
Is that over or under?
That's over. We'll say over 15. I don't know. My brain. I'm going to say the good side of that.
It's just like, do you want a higher or lower draft pick? Well, lower would be like one, but it's higher on the draft board.
Higher on the draft board, yes. I want higher in the rankings. I think regression of just because they do a good job of generating shots and, their offense does. I just think regression is going to be such a big part of it. And Mario Ferraro isn't going to be on the power play. And I think there's talented pieces on it. And so I'm going to say over because I already gave him a stock up on the power play this week. So how about you?
I'm going to say
under. William Eklund's there.
I'm going to say under. I'm going to say they're in the teens. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at like 16, 17, 18, 19 range. I don't think they're going to go from 29 to way up in the top 10. I do think they're going to be better, and I think they're going to be on trending in the right direction, but I'm going to say in the teens. I'm going to say under or over, whatever you
want. I'm also optimistic about this team.
Yeah, you love it. Okay, what's your last one? That's your last one. We've got to go home. This is getting
over, under.
Too many rails.
Playoff spots. 0.5.
Under.
I'm going to say they do the damn thing and they squeak in at the end of the year.
Oh, God.
The creamy middle.
The Indiana Pacers of San Jose.
Yep. Great.
Awesome.
Welcome, baby. God.
Well, on that depressing note, Oh, imagine getting the honor of being Colombian necktied by Las Vegas in the first round again.
It's gonna be great. Well, I think especially if Byfield is gone for.
No, I'm not moving off that. Mm. I'm sticking with LA's giving number two. Can't move me.
You can't.
Man of one opinion. If you would like to follow us and give your insights on the props, we have no qualms about that. You can do that on Twitter at Locked On Sharks, Facebook, Instagram, Locked On Sharks there as well. See all your comments and stuff like that. Leave a review. We haven't been review whores in a while.
No, we
have a review, 5 stars. Please let us know. That's great. If you would like to email us, nobody's emailed us in a couple of days. Thank you for your service. LockedOnSharks@gmail.com. Still thinking about that man signing off as I said good day. What an elite. I hope not, but what an elite move. If you'd like to listen to us everywhere you can find your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, I tried to say Anchor and Amazon at the same time. Amazon Music, Anchor, Stitcher, Spotify. I said Spotify again. iTunes. Remember having to download iTunes?
Yeah.
Good times. Napster, LimeWire, FrostWire, BearShare, Kazaa, all the places. God, imagine if we were on LimeWire and it would be like locked _on_sharks_CDQ_CDQ_JizzWizard45_CD_RIP. Oh, what a good
The Mr. Burns ketchup catsup mean with the LimeWire, like different file formats.
Yeah. Good times. JizzWizard45 is a great screen name.
YouTube.
Yeah. Our dumb faces are going to be making these jokes into a camera
on Monday.
Well, that you can show us on Monday. Oh, yeah. God. I'm going to be hungover for Monday's episode. What a treat for all you people. It's Canadian Thanksgiving. We didn't do our Thanksgiving episode. Oh, we'll do it in November.
Oh, we have a special guest for that one.
I forget, but okay, sure.
We'll talk about it offline.
Okay. JD with his secrets. His hair is so big because that's where he keeps his secrets. Is that my fry hole?
Kyle and his pee hat. Is that Kyle Demetrius?
Stands for Puma. We will see you next week. If we have any Canadian listeners, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
From me.
We have a lot of Canadian listeners. So, or you just download the episode a lot.
I've enlisted this army of Australians who live here now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, boosting the numbers. But anyway, we'll see you next week, guys.
Thanks for making us your first listen. Get beer from the beer store.